This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Sherry Steffens is running for town council. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Sherry, what made you want to run for Grand Island Town Council? How do we get to this part?
Sure. So I didn't grow up in politics, have no family in politics, was never interested in being a part of politics. But like many others, in 2020, when COVID hit, my life changed pretty dramatically. I was working as a school nurse. 90% of my career was in is in emergency department nursing, but I took a job to have the same hours as my kids and work for the Grand Island School District, which I absolutely love that position. But 6 months in, COVID hit, schools closed. And that's when I really started to get involved. I actually jumped on the reopening plan. I was one of the only medical professionals that was on the team, really fought for the schools to be reopened because I saw how devastating it was to the kids. And, you know, when you work in the schools, you see it. You see their faces, you see the struggles, and you see the mental health going on. So I really, really got involved in administration at that point, and I got involved in really fighting against a lot of policies that were hurting our kids and ultimately hurting us. After we were able to reopen schools, I had, you know, many adults come to me and say, I'm so thankful we reopened because I got to a point where I wouldn't leave my driveway. I was so fearful. I was so afraid. But as I was going on, I was getting a little frustrated with some of the decisions being made. Didn't really have much of a say as a school nurse, kind of had a lone voice. So I ended up leaving that position, but I felt like I was kind of leaving the kids at the same time. So I thought, well, what else can I do that would really help them? So I decided I'll run for school board. You know, I'd been on the Grand Island for, you know, roughly 15 years, thought, you know what, let's give it a shot. I was not endorsed by anybody, kind of just came out guns blazing, just thought, you know, felt like really pulled to do it. And, you know, I was blessed. I wasn't endorsed by the teachers union. They had already previously, you know, chosen the incumbents. But enough people saw my heart. They saw how much I, you know, really, really wanted to advocate. And I got in. So I was on the school board for the last 3 years and absolutely loved it. I was able to push for really good policies for mental health and really focus on the kids. But, you know, it's funny. Once you get involved in one, you start seeing it opens your eyes up to so much more. And I kind of seen what was going on behind the scenes for the town and the connections. And I said, you know, if I want to do more that will affect both the schools and our community, I'm going to have to step up. I'm going to have to run for town. So that's what I'm doing.
And what are some of the things that you have seen that either you're upset with Grand Island or you're looking at that and saying, I want to make sure that continues in the Grand Island government?
Yeah, I feel like we're moving away from community. We're moving away from really caring about our neighbors. You know, there's more crime on Grand Island than I've ever seen. You know, I've been there the last 20 years now. You know, people are losing their cars right out of their driveways. I think that there's more that we can absolutely do. We need to become more community focused. We're talking about recreational centers, which is great, but we have to do it responsibly. We have to make sure that we're not just taxing everybody to death, you know, and that's one thing that I'm hearing a lot of is taxes are just constantly going up and we're not really looking for the funding that other towns do. We're not really pre-planning like we should be. So I really want to bring that to Grand Island.
You know, we haven't heard much, I have to say. I mean, outside of Grand Island, you haven't heard much since Nate McMurray was building welcome centers. The supervisor now was elected on the conservative line, but if I read this correctly, is endorsing a Democrat for council?
Correct. So, you know, there was a lot of changes that happened in the last few years that kind of, I think, went unnoticed. And that was the other reason I said, you know what, we really need a good conservative voice because we have people who are saying it, but, you know, to me, it doesn't make sense when the conservatives and the Democrats are working together. Usually, you know, it would be the Republicans and the conservatives. So there is some disarray going on, you know, and I have to be faithful to my values. I have to be faithful to what I believe. So I did run on the Republican line. I did not run for the Democratic line, even though I actually have a relative on the Democratic line. But again, it's important to stay by your values. So, you know, to be endorsed as a conservative and a Democrat, where do your values really stand? Because they're very different. You know, what are your views? And I think that's important. And, you know, people who know me the last 3 years on the school board, people who have met me, they know I stand by what I believe. And that's who I am as a person. You recently, I believe, showed my daughter who was able to step up and really show what her faith is by making sure she put a verse on her parking spot. So, you know, we're a strong family. We come with strong values, and we don't really back down.
For sure, for sure. You know,
hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
We hear so much about development. You know, the Amherst supervisor's race, obviously development's come up. Development in Hamburg is a big reason why you have a write-in candidate who's going in that race. In Grand Island, you know, hey, we all drive through Grand Island to get to the falls, right? When you look at, are there big projects in Grand Island? Is there you know, someone that wants a mega something and the other person wants to keep it? I mean, is any of that going on in this race this time around?
Well, I think there's always something going on where they want to build. You know, obviously there was that Amazon project. And I think that we just have to be responsible. You know, our roads, we have to make sure that they stay intact. We have to make sure that we're not doing too much. Grand Island's a little bit sensitive, you know, compared to other places just because of the bridges and because of the infrastructure. So I think that, you know, we do want development, obviously, but we want to make sure that it's done, you know, responsibly. And I think that, you know, with Jose, who's currently on the board, with Dan, who's currently on the board, they are very, very you know, responsible minded on how to create change without taking away from Grand Island or ruining our roads or, you know, causing so much traffic that we can't get around. So it's kind of both ways. I think right now, you know, you're hearing the buzz about the Radisson and possibly getting it sold. I think that would be huge for Grand Island. You know, having a building like that just sit there is disgusting. Like, we have to do something with that type of property and that type of, you know, beautiful scenery, you know, that we want to use. So I want to do things that increase the value of Grand Island, but keep the small town feel at the same time.
You took my next question. The Radisson, which I believe at one point was a Holiday Inn, right there on the water. Anyone, you know, if you've been to Grand Island once, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that has been, you know, empty. And let's be honest, kind of an eyesore in Grand Island. That was my next question: is, you know, what are your hopes for something like that and moving forward?
You know, being on the school board, we did have a buyer. Or the previous owners, I believe, come to us and ask for some tax breaks so that they could do something really wonderful, such as, you know, almost like what Canal Side's doing in Buffalo, where we can rent kayaks or, you know, rent different things so that people will want to come. And I thought that was a really wonderful idea. I was like, oh, that'd be wonderful, like waterfront, be able to go down there and rent different things so that we can experience our water so greatly. Like, I live on Grand Island, but I don't own a boat. I'm probably one of the few, maybe. And I don't have jet skis. So to be able to go somewhere nearby and rent those would be just, I think, absolutely fun for me and my kids. So I would love to see something like that, you know, use what we have that's really beautiful, you know, in a safe manner.
Yeah. Now, obviously, in Grand Island, hopefully I did my research correct, that the police force is the Erie County Sheriff, correct? The Sheriff's Department patrol the roads and everything in Grand Island.
Yeah, there's I think there's three different ones. I think it's like New York State, Erie County. So there's a lot of people who kind of work together for Grand Island.
Is there any anyone upset? Is there any frustrations with it, with the Sheriff's Department? Because, you know, sometimes you hear these towns that are, you know, the roads are patrolled by the Sheriff's Department, and you've got people complaining about that. Does that have any issue in Grand Island?
Not that has been brought to my attention. You know, maybe once I get on town board, I might hear a little bit more about that. But nobody's actually brought that concern. I think more of the concern is, you know, development, infrastructure, safeties for the roads. Things like that is what's really everybody's kind of pressing. And then obviously being on the school board, you know, just making sure that the schools are flourishing like they should and helping our kids grow the way that they should.
You know, Sherry, obviously, I can't go on without asking a question about the bridges. Now, I believe those are state property, but everyone I know in Grand Island has some complaint about there's always a bridge closed, you know, these bridges. But if I'm correct, that's a state issue, not a council issue, correct?
I believe so. I know that it was recently brought to my attention that we did have some funding set aside, I believe, by Chuck Schumer, up to $40 million to help with our bridges and maybe create something a little that might work a little bit better for the residents. So that is something that I really want to pursue. And I know with some of the groups that have come to me, we can really make some changes and make some really, really good headway in that area. So I am excited. There's a lot of knowledgeable people on Grand Island. There's a lot of people that have put in a lot of time, but I think that they've been pushed aside. And those are the people that I want to partner with and I want to really talk to, because they're the ones that will help me make the difference for sure.
Sherry, before I let you go, and I know I'm going a little over the time that I told you, before I let you go, anything that I didn't bring up that you want to bring up to the voters?
No, just get out on November 4th. It's really important. You know, this could be the turning point for Grand Island, and I'm really excited to hopefully work together with other town members. I think we'll do a great job and we'll make some changes that people will really appreciate.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much for reaching out and giving us the look into the Grand Island election. And I'm sure we'll talk again in the future around Election Day.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.